And that makes sense, because they're very aggressive, because they've got a lot of altered genome changes going on. And so we've looked at two groups of tumours of about 300 to 400 now in total, and both times we found identical results, that the very aggressive invasive tumours are almost identical as the very aggressive but yet to become invasive tumours at an early stage. And so not only can you detect it, but it also is a poor prognostic marker when you find it. And you can stratify outcome accordingly, either as the population as a whole on the left, or if you take a subgroup of the pre-invasive tumours on the right, you get very accurate stratification about how they're going to progress to invasive disease. And I think this may be one of its key roles, is that it tells us up front which tumours are going to go bad.